You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Tina Payne, the owner of Wicked Healthy Vending, that provides healthy drink and snack options to organizations, fitness centers, companies, and schools across the state of Massachusetts. Tina, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you so much, Eric. Pleasure to be here.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, what is Wicked Healthy Vending, and how did you get started?
Oh, sure. So you had mentioned we're a healthy vending company, and we provide healthy snack and beverage options across Massachusetts, starting in the north of Boston, and now we're expanding our footprint across Massachusetts. So we have our vending machines in schools and gyms, YMCAs, hotels, just across the board. So we're just looking forward to, you know, expanding our footprint. But I got started. I always wanted to open my own business. My dad, he passed away when I was 11 years old, but I have my fond memories of him coming home from work. He was a businessman with a box full of paperwork and an adding machine. And I remember, you know, looking at his adding machine, and he let me play with it. And, when everyone else was playing house, I get junk mail from the mail, and I would pretend I was a business owner. So I kind of had it in me at a young age. But, traditionally I needed to, got married, had children in the corporate world. And over the past 10 years, I would say, I was contemplating I needed to find a business opportunity that was right for me. So about 4 years ago, I found that healthy vending was something that would work for me. It was the right time, the right investment, you know, something that I believed in and something that would help people. So, Eric, I'm happy I made the leap.
And good for you on that, and thanks for sharing some of those personal details as well. Now, do you think healthy vending is a fad, or is it here to stay?
Oh, it's definitely here to stay. You know, it's about healthy options, and, you know, everything's an evolution, and things don't happen overnight. But we find the younger generation, the millennials in particular, they want healthier food, and they also want things quickly. So healthy vending seems to fit right in their needs. And then baby boomers, which, I am at the tail end of that as well, we're still active, but we're also, aging, and, healthy eating is becoming more important to us, whether it has been for baby boomers all along, or it's a new thing because of health issues.
And definitely would agree with you on that. Today we are speaking with Tina Payne, owner of Wicked Healthy Vending, that provides healthy drink and snack options to organizations, fitness centers, companies, and schools across Massachusetts, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tina, I understand that your company does help in the community. Get into some of those details, if you would.
Oh, yeah, we do. You know, we are, we're past our initial startup phase. So when we were, able to, we did start helping our community directly. And, for example, we provided $300 scholarships to youth center members at a YMCA who won a healthy eating essay. So they had to say what healthy eating meant to them. And me, in connection with the director of the YMCA, reviewed the contestants' responses, and three of the contestants were awarded with their certificates. And, this is in a low-income part of Massachusetts, where the families really struggle to get their kids into the youth center and pay for it. And, these families have to work. So I was happy to award those, and I think that was one of the best moments so far that I've encountered is just seeing their smiles on their faces. It was great. The other thing we do is we always have, we donate healthy products to the Haven for Hunger. So, you know, a lot of vendors will place products and machines that are perfectly good, have not expired, but, you know, they may not be selling in a particular location. And many vendors just toss them in the trash. And, you know, I'm like, no, you can't do that. So I work with the Haven for Hunger in the North Shore, and they feed the hungry community, local community, and I you know, provide snacks to them.
Well, I'm sure it certainly makes you feel good helping those in need within the community, and also a great example as well. Tell me how an organization would get one of your healthy vending machines.
Oh, sure. So it's pretty simple. You can go to my website, wickedhealthyvending.com. And you can fill, you know, complete a request via contact, or simply call me, 978-587-5229. I work with all of my clients personally, and we provide customization. So, you know, it's a lot of back and forth and a lot of personal touch, because we want to make sure we don't simply just fill the machine with what we think, you know, we want to fill it with. We give the owners of the companies that want our vending something called a voting list, and they would look and pick what they feel like they want us to supply them, and we do that. So there's more of a personal touch and a customization, and we'd love to hear from you if you do need a healthy vending machine.
Well, Tina, thanks for sharing those details, and certainly has been great to have had you. Before you go, would like to get some advice on those looking to start a business or create their own business. What advice could you share for the listener in those regards?
Okay, it takes work, but I would say you can do it. Do not get frustrated by obstacles, because there will be obstacles. And for example, when we started, we had purchased a few machines that had problems. The motherboards were, you know, it was, we had just started our business, our first placement. We were so excited, and the motherboards weren't working. It was a flaw in the design. And then we would just, oh my God, what are we going to do? You know, in most people, or some people will say, this is it. This is too stressful. Remember, there's workaround. And how we handled that situation was we gave free snacks and drinks to that location until we could get it figured out. It's all about, you know, admitting that, geez, you know, problems sometimes happen, but, you know, we're going to work through them. And customers love that. So just keep on going. It is a full-time job, and you have to, I believe, have the passion and constantly be thinking about ways to improve your business. Don't stay stagnant. So that's my 2 cents.
Well, I think it's worth $1 million and a lot of great advice within that soundbite, and we really do appreciate it. Again, Tina, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Tina Payne, the owner of Wicked Healthy Vending, that provides healthy drink and snack options to organizations, fitness centers, companies, and schools across the state of Massachusetts. And for all the details, visit wickedhealthyvending.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location as we are streaming live around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.